Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., with me, Thais St. Julian, and we're your hosts today for a very happy new year to all of our listeners. New Year's is not only a very festive time, but it also is a very sacred time, particularly around New Year's Day. And our program today will incorporate the New Year celebration in the church, and also we'll listen to some very good dancing music for the coming New Year.
In the 19th century, a manuscript was discovered. It was a medieval manuscript, Le Manuscrit de Puy. The Dupuy manuscript. We're going to hear the Vespers that were found in that manuscript. It was a big deal, a very important manuscript that no one knew about until late 1800s. The entire Vespers includes Deus in Auditorium, O Nazarene, Salva Festa Dies, Annus Novus in Gaudio, which I love, O Admirabile Commercium, Lube Domine Benecere, Strips Jesse, Veni Redemptor Genicum, Verdunt Omnes Fines Terre, Manium Hereditas Mysterium, Dominus Vobiscum, and the Benedicamus. The performers are the Ensemble Gilles Benchois, conducted by Dominique Veillard.
Santo, si tu Cantoris gratia et vites patria. dissonantia, cantoris gratia et vites partia, per quem laetitia fii in ecclesia.
Steve.
Thank you.
Deo ne saga.
The ensemble Gilles Benchois, under the direction of Dominique Vallard, performing there the Divine Office for New Year's Day, and this is from the Le Puy manuscript. It's a manuscript that was found in the late 19th century, but contains music from the 12th through the 16th centuries. Our program today is a split one between New Year's, which is sacred, and festive. And we're going to do music that's in between being sacred and festive, but coming up is a series of hockets. A hocket is an interesting type of music from medieval times, and one of them that I am particularly interested in. Hocket really means hiccup, and it contains a melody that is thrown back and forth. The melody is contained for two voices, and one voice sings one note, and the other voice sings the next note. The next voice is sung by the first line, and so it's thrown back and forth between two voices. And there are a series of motets which are in hocket form, and Thais will tell you about those upcoming motets. So this is kind of in between being sacred and secular.
Well, we have four Seculum hockets that are in the Bamberg Codex, the first in Seculum Longum, the second in Seculum Viliatoris, then in Seculum Breve, and finally in this first four in Seculum Damien Longum. Then, from the Montpellier Codex, Je n'aimerai number one and Je n'aimerai number two.
Oh.
A group of Hockett motets. We began with four then seculum Hockett motets, and then we heard two separate Hockett motets. And again, these are pieces that could be either sacred or secular, sometimes both. Hockets are strange pieces in what they are, and also with the text to them. Our program today is a special New Year's program, both sacred and festive. And we're going to end with festive music.
Indeed. Two estampes, the first, Principio di Virtù, and the second, Isabella. Isabella, I hope you have your radio on. Isabella is my cat. The performers are Ensemble Tréfontaine.
Thank you.
And ending the festive part of our New Year's program, the Ensemble Trefontaine performing two of the 14th century so-called estampes, Principio de Vertu, and ending with Isabella, I assume named after Thais's cat.
I think very likely. Thank you so much for being with us today here on Continuum. Join us again next week for another hour of early music. And in the meantime, have a happy
and prosperous New Year.